Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome.
Juice, how excited are you? Your second favorite event is coming up Thursday. We've been holding back. Well, I think we've talked about it a little bit, but we've been trying to hold back some of the draft predictions. Juice, you go first. Your team, the Giants, number two on the board. What do you think?
First of all, I can't watch it. So this will be the first time in years that I won't be able to watch it. I will be studying super hard in class.
Put the freaking violin away, Jerry. You can watch the draft, okay? You can watch it.
I'll check on Twitter.
You're in the back though, no? Can't you just have like a laptop on and then, you know, put headphones in, or like one headphone in?
I put headphones in.
No, like a little, you know, headphone. I don't know. Get the Watch ESPN app. You're good to go.
It'll be fine. I only need to see the Giants. They pick at two. It'll be fine.
Your favorite day of the year.
Cleveland is doing a really good job of not letting anybody know what the hell they're doing. So it makes it really hard for the Giants. I think they're going to go quarterback. If I had to guess, I'd probably say Sam Darnold.
Okay, what do you think at two?
For Cleveland?
What's up?
Do you want to do the top 10, or should we just do like the top top six or something? How do you want to do this?
I don't know. Whatever you guys want to do. I think the most intriguing things here are, oh, who does Cleveland take at 1-4? Do the Giants stay at 2? And which quarterback are the Jets going to end up with? Yeah.
Okay, so let's just go.
Who do you want the Giants? Before we move on,
I mean, for me, I think they'd be dumb not to take a quarterback. I mean, I think there's tons of delusional Giants fans out there who think Eli Manning is good for another. A Giants fan today told me that Eli Manning has at least 3 years left, and I almost almost blew my brains out right there. 3 years makes him 40, and then at least, so maybe you think he's going to play past 40? I think he's got 1 year left. He's cooked. Well, they need to get a quarterback. So yeah. If you don't take a quarterback, what are you going to do? What's your plan for when Eli is like cooked and he's done. And if anybody says Davis Webb, I'm going to lose my freaking mind, because the guy wasn't even good enough to get a snap in. He didn't even dress for some of the games last year. He couldn't beat out Geno Smith.
That's also probably McAdoo being a dumbass, or I don't know what that was about. He should have, there's no reason for him that he didn't get playing time last year. Stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm not one of those people who believes that Davis Webb is going to all of a sudden take the reins. I mean, he would have to, I don't know. He would have to sit behind Eli for another couple of years. And I don't even think Eli has a couple of years.
Yeah. It's,
so I don't know. Yeah. I would go quarterback. Of all the quarterbacks, my favorite quarterback is Rosen. I don't think they're going to go Rosen. I think the pick is Saquon Barkley, because Gettleman thinks that he's going to be a Hall of Famer, and that's that.
Okay, so you got Darnold,
so you want
Darnold first, right?
Yeah, I think Darnold is going to go one.
So Darnold first, Barkley second. Okay, go through. Let's just each do our top five. How about that? So go three.
Three? I think the Jets have always had a thing for Baker Mayfield. I think it's going to be him.
Okay.
I think they made that trade to move from 6-3, knowing that, you know, everyone's like, oh, you know, they're going to get their third choice. I think they always knew that Baker Mayfield was going to be available at 3. So if he was their first choice, then they got their first choice.
For sure. and yeah. the Brownies picking again at four. What do you think?
I think you have to take Chubb. You have to pair Chubb with Myles Garrett and let them go kill Ben Roethlisberger.
I like that's, it. I like it.
And then,
I like it.
That's a mean rush right there. And then five is Denver. I think Denver trades out.
Ooh.
I think that's where you'll see either Arizona or Buffalo try to move up, and that'll be Josh Allen. And that's your five.
I heard Arizona loves Baker. They don't like him. They love him. That's what Peter King said.
Peter King.
So, well, where are they drafting? 12, 11, 15?
What? Arizona.
Arizona, I believe, I want to say 15th. I don't have it right in front of me.
I think it's in like the early teens. I think it's like 13, 14, something like that. So
Arizona may do it because they made a huge mistake. They got passed up twice last year in the draft for quarterbacks, and then they ended up needing one. You know, they need one now. They didn't realize that Palmer was going to be done. So I think they're going to be aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Paul, you go. You're top five.
All right. One, I think all this, like, Allen, Mayfield stuff, whatever, that's all just a bunch of bullshit. They're taking Darnold. Two, unless the Bills or whoever give the Giants, like, a crazy, crazy package, which it seems like that's dying down, and I don't think the Giants are, like, really shopping it. I don't think they're, like, calling teams looking to trade it. You know, if they get bowled over with the offer, they're going to take it, but I really think they're going to stick it to and take Barkley, which is, I think it's the right pick for them, especially if they think they're a win-now team with Eli. Three, I wanted Rosen at first. Now it's definitely going towards Mayfield, the more, you know, I read about him. I think his personality would just kill it here in New York.
Oh, sure.
So I think they're taking him. Four, Cleveland, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. They're weird. Gotta be Chubb, right? I mean, if I were them, I would trade back unless they really love Chubb that much. I think they're going to keep it safe and go with him. Like Josh, that's a pair with Garrett. And five, I think either the Bills or Dolphins are definitely going to make a real aggressive play to move up and then just take the best remaining quarterback that's on the board, which I would say Rosen, but I think Allen's going to drop in the draft. Pass five.
Okay.
So another thing about the Jets taking Mayfield, I think also they want to go, like, when they drafted Hackenberg, so now you're going to go and draft a quarterback again. They want to go the complete opposite. So if you look at Mayfield, like, the way he plays, the way his attributes are physically, mentally, everything, I think it's the like polar opposite of Hackenberg. So
yeah.
I think it's Mayfield.
Yeah, he doesn't have the measurables, but he's ridiculously accurate. He's just totally different from Hackenberg. Yeah, like you said. I mean,
everybody,
I still can't believe
everyone makes a big deal about height, but do you know he's only half an inch shorter than Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I know. It's not he's like 5'9" or 10. He's over 6 feet. That's fine.
He went back to back with Russell Wilson, and he was at least 2 to 3 inches taller than him.
Yeah,
and Russell Wilson.
I mean, he's definitely he's nimble in the pocket. He's obviously not Russell Wilson in the pocket, but he's got great feet. He can move around. There's something about him. I just feel like he's going to be a real, real big star in the league.
Yeah. You know, another knack on him is I guess they said he has small hands, which,
yeah,
I mean, give me a fucking break. small hands. I don't get that one. But what, because he can't palm a ball? I mean, he probably can palm the ball. But, I mean, have you ever heard that? Like, oh, he has small hands. You know?
Yeah. They make a big deal about that with quarterback. I know, like, Favre had, like, they said, like, he had, like, the biggest hands, like, ever.
Okay. That's why he threw the ball like a baseball, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know who in the NFL, like, Did they give a comparison like, oh, you know, this guy's got small hands and is doing well? I don't know. There's got to be a bunch of them, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I remember when John Madden was on Monday Night Football, he said something. Actually, it was like during a Jet game. He said, it's not necessarily the hands. You got to have long fingers. And yeah. He said, he was describing Chad Pennington as having like really good hands for the football. But like, I don't know. You throw the football. I don't know.
Yeah.
You got to think, most quarterbacks are tall, right? And those guys, big guys, they don't have small hands. I mean, I don't know.
No.
I think now we're at this point, like, everything, it's so late in the process now that every single little thing just gets picked apart. You know, it could be the dumbest thing. It's just like, half the stuff is not even important, but they just have to figure out something to pick apart. Oh, all they can do.
Of course. And you know what's funny? So, two people that have been, that are really critical of Baker Mayfield. Bill Simmons, I heard on his latest podcast. I think he was just trolling the Jets because he just kept mentioning, you know, exactly. I hope the Jets take Baker Mayfield. But a Jet fan who has been really hard on him is Incarcerated Bob. He wants nothing to do with Baker Mayfield. And everyone was, you know, commenting on him like, what, really? And he's like, I don't want to hear it. He's going to suck.
Yeah, but... Yeah. The thing is with that, you know, if he starts killing it with the Jets or whatever, he's going to do his dumbass, like, oh, that was a reverse jinx. You guys actually believe me? I knew he'd be good. He always does. He always does that shit. I'm like, all right. So I don't pay him any attention when it comes to that stuff at all.
Yeah, clearly. That guy's never wrong. Ever.
At all.
So I agree with both of you on the top four picks. I think it's going to go like that. Darnold, Barkley. Okay. Mayfield and Chubb at five. I don't know. The Broncos, let's see. They got Paxton Lynch. They got what's his face from Minnesota. Who'd they sign? What the fuck's his name? Someone help me here. Who'd the Vikings sign?
Wait, what did you say?
Who'd the Vikings sign?
Case Keenum?
Yeah, Case Keenum. Right. So they got Keenum. They got Paxton Lynch. You got to think, you really think, you guys both think they're going to trade out here. I think they may just take Allen or Rosen for shits and giggles. I don't know.
It depends. I mean, this is very similar to what happened with Russell, you know, Wilson and Flynn. Like, they gave Flynn a huge contract, and then he ended up drafting Wilson, and he ended up playing. So, I don't think them signing Keenum is not going to stop them from drafting a quarterback at all. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's definitely still in the cards for them.
Yeah. Now this is what I think. This is what I was telling you guys earlier, is kind of like my take on what I think the Brownies should do. If they really can't decide between these four or five quarterbacks, they should just take Barkley at one, and one of these guys is going to be there at four. Yeah.
I agree. I've been saying that too. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yes. Because you're gonna have one quarterback. If you have all these quarterbacks graded out like pretty evenly, take Barkley, who, you know, by all accounts is probably the best player in the draft, like overall. And then you're gonna have one of the quarterbacks there, whether it be Allen, Mayfield, Rosen, or Darnold. So not one of them are like head and shoulders above each other. So if you believe in your coaching staff to actually coach these quarterbacks up, have confidence in that, and get two for one, pretty much.
Yeah, absolutely. Juice, what do you think of that?
I agree.
I just don't value running backs to be like top three picks. Like, I get what you're saying, but then, all right, my counter would be, why don't you just take the quarterback you really want, take Chubb at four, and then they have the first pick in the second round. Then why don't you just take like Sony Michel? Sony Michel.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. Well, I think that's just, you know, that'd be cool too. But I think people, they really think he's like a transcendent talent, and he's going to be like that good at the next level.
Yeah, Russell.
Well, you know, he might not be that much better than, you know, the next few running backs in the draft. But you know, if he's pumping out like 1,800 yards in his rookie year, and you know, catching 50 balls or whatever, he's worth it.
Yeah.
But we don't know. That's, you know, you do that draft if you think he's going to be that good. And like all things, we won't know for like a couple of years, 2 or 3 years.
Exactly, yeah. At the end of the day, we're not going to know about any of these guys for at least 2 to 3 years. Unless you never know. Some of these guys, that first year, it's like, whoa. Like a Deshaun Watson or... You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know. I mean, that's what you're hoping. You're hoping it's not a project that, you know, there's impact right away. But Russell
Wilson...
What's that?
Don't get me wrong. If the Giants draft Saquon Barkley, that's going to be a really, really fun player to root for and to watch, and he hopefully will do well. It's just that, you know, I think I don't want to be in a position where we're like the Bills or the Dolphins, you know, just stuck in no man's land of quarterbacks for like a decade. It's just like really hard.
The thing is, though, Eli is probably what? You still got 2 more years left, maybe?
37.
I mean, yeah, he's up there. I don't know. I mean, if Gettleman doesn't really like these quarterbacks, then he might be like, shit, this is a win-now team. I'm not drafting a quarterback with the number 2 pick.
Yeah.
He's older. He's like, shit, I don't know how long I'm going to be here. I might not even be here when this guy is going to hit the field. You know what I mean? The next quarterback.
He invented football, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, what they've done in the offseason so far, it shows that they're in a win now mode, you know, signing a Solder and, you know, vet guys like that, trading for Ogletree at linebacker. These are like vets who've been around. That's not for rebuild. That's to win this year.
Yeah.
You know, Russell Wilson. I think that's where his head is at.
Yeah. Russell Wilson, when he sat down with, because he did a special with Baker, and then they did a QB to running back special with Barkley. He said he's the most athletic guy he's ever seen. About Russell Wilson talking about Saquon Barkley. So if you have him and Odell on the same team, that's scary. That is scary, right there. You know what I mean? So
And Dez Bryant.
And then you bring on Dez, and then you got the offensive line.
I don't think they're gonna.
I don't think they want any part of him.
The running back helps the offensive line. It helps the quarterback out. It'll open some things up for the wide receivers. It makes your team better. But number 2 overall, we better be drafting like Adrian Peterson, Curtis Martin, those type of players.
Which is what I think he, you know, will become. The Giants' running game hasn't been good for a decent time now.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, since when? Since, like, Bradshaw? Like, those guys? Yeah, I mean, who's... Definitely didn't have a running game under McAdoo. So.
Tiki. Tiki's, like, the last... Yeah, when they won their Super Bowls, I mean, they had that two-headed... What was theirs? They had, like, the two-headed monster.
Bradshaw, Jacobs, and Derek Ward. Derek Ward was good too.
Right.
Yeah. The running back by committee.
Exactly. We really have no idea what's going to happen. And Juice, you kind of make a good point. I mean, after the top 3 or even top 5, I mean, there's not much else to see because our teams are already like way up there, you know?
I think that, listen, we're all fans of the NFL. I think there's going to be like a lot of excitement. There's probably going to be trades.
Right.
The best part of the whole night is like when Goodell gets up there and he's like, there's been a trade, and everyone loses their mind.
Or when he gets booed. But
it's always a, I don't know, it's fun.
Well, I'm going to watch. I mean, I'm curious what New England's going to do. They have what, 2 first round picks and 2 second round picks?
Yep.
Yeah, some people.
I think they might trade up or whatever, try and get some a QB. You never know. Or I could see them taking Lamar Jackson, you know, with one of their first round picks, and just oh my god, if he starts killing it with like New England in the years to come,
I'll lose my mind. Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know Tony will be going crazy, but I could just picture that. I can picture that happening for sure.
Right. Well, it's funny how Lamar, I guarantee you there's a handful of teams in the mid first round who definitely covet him, mid to late first round that covet him. Like the Steelers. I heard the Steelers are like really into him. Can you just see him as a Steeler?
Yeah, I could. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time. And like teams like what I read today, that last year, I think Sean Payton, he said that if Patrick Mahomes was still around when they were picking, they were taking him. So clearly they're like in the market also for like a future quarterback too. There's a lot of teams like that. Pittsburgh, like you said, New England, you know, some of the big teams that have been, you know, playoff teams forever, they're finally starting to you know, realize that it might be coming to an end soon with their quarterback.
Right.
I think there's gonna be a lot of trades, a lot of moving up, like big teams, and I think it's gonna be just a crazy, crazy ass draft.
Right. Yeah, like Brady hasn't even committed, which is bullshit. He's coming back, but I don't think Gronk, I don't know about Gronk. I mean, Brady's definitely coming back. What about Gronk though? I mean, I don't know.
If I had a bet, he'll be back. I mean, the thing that I think he's doing this, it's like a win-win for him. He's figuring, hey, if I keep on saying these like wise ass comments in the media and not show up to the whatever voluntary stuff, if they trade me, whatever. I don't think he'll mind at all if he gets traded. So either he'll get traded to a different team, or he just sits out like, you know, a bunch of training camp or the mandatory workouts, and he just kind of comes in for the regular season. So he's not killing his body the whole off season.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like a win-win for him. You know, he clearly doesn't get along with Belichick anymore, I don't think.
He's a great guy.
What's that?
What?
No, I'm saying he's a Brady guy. So I think he's like, you know, they're all upset with Belichick, I think. They're all pretty pissed off at the way he just like handles everything. And especially with Benjamin, Malcolm Butler, they feel like they were all robbed of the Super Bowl.
I think that Butler thing was definitely the last straw. And I think that agent, the trainer, Brady's trainer was like a big deal.
And the Garoppolo trade, the Jimmy Jesus trade.
Garoppolo.
I mean, that was bizarre. Yeah. What, Belichick likes Kyle Shanahan? Right? Kyle Shanahan. And that's pretty much the reason why he did it, because he likes him a lot or something like that. Yeah. He's like, I want you to have a good quarterback. Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah, that
was bizarre.
Yeah, that whole thing. When that happened, I was like, what? A second round pick for this dude? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So they could have got so much more, I feel like, but they just got it done really quick. Weird.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I would much rather have him than any of these quarterbacks.
Oh, hell yeah.
For sure.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh sure, sure.
Okay, so let's just go around. What would be, Juice, we'll start with you, the worst possible scenario as a Giants fan? And the best. Your worst and best possible scenarios for the draft Thursday night.
Like realistic, not what I want?
No. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, not what you want. I mean, nothing too crazy, nothing too out of ordinary, but like, you know, like, what you're hoping happens and what you hope doesn't happen.
I think I want them to take a quarterback, and the quarterback I like the best is Rosen. So I would be happy if they took Rosen. I don't think it's going to happen. Or if they trade, I don't want them to trade, but if they trade, I would want like a haul. I would want two first rounders this year and a first next year and more picks. That sounds crazy. It sounds like a lot, but that's the only way I accept the trade. Worst case scenario is if they just traded down to like 12 and 22, which I don't see that happening, but that'd be the worst.
Okay. I mean, 12 and 22, yeah, what could you realistically get that's a huge need for them? I mean, you can get a running back still.
You get like a defensive lineman or an offensive lineman, but still, like I think the drop from 2 to 12 is not. So you need more.
Sure. Okay, Paul. What about you?
Mine's pretty cut and dry, pretty simple. Don't draft Josh Allen. You draft anybody else but Josh Allen. You can draft fucking Hackenberg's, you know, 8-year-old brother. I don't care. Anybody but Josh Allen. Anybody.
Okay.
Give me Rosen, Baker, Lamar, whatever. Darnold. Just don't even. If I hear Josh Allen from Wyoming, I'm breaking every fucking thing in my house.
Okay. I'm I'm pretty much with you. I And I've been saying this on the last how many pods. I want nothing to do with Josh Allen. I don't care if he has the highest velocity on his throw of all time.
Or, tell him!
Like, who gives a shit he can throw the ball hard? Go fucking play baseball then. You know? I don't care. And,
woo!
You know? Yeah. Take that.
He's got a great first name.
What's up?
What?
He's got a great first name. Take it easy.
Oh, sorry.
He does. He does have a good name. Seems like a rather down to earth dude, cool guy. But he also
got a hot girlfriend.
Two years back, this guy was at the fucking Patriot playoff game, decked out in Patriots gear, like saying, "Watching the GOAT, great." Like, get the no. I don't got to be seeing this for the rest of my life. I'm good.
Yeah, it's just so funny though. Like, I feel like no one knows a thing. No one knows a fucking thing. So Bill Simmons, I was telling you how he's trashing Baker Mayfield, but yet Josh Allen's his favorite of the quarterback prospects. Like, what? Like, nothing makes any sense. No one really knows shit.
Yeah. And, you know, the draft or whatever, when you get them raw, like when they're first coming out, whatever. But almost all of the thing is how your coaching staff develops these dudes. That's the thing I worry about. You could draft the right player, but nobody will ever know because your coaching staff just fucked it all up.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, who knows what Sanchez would be like if Sean Payton drafted him or Brady? You don't know. Like, the Jets didn't. We had Rex Ryan, who gave him freaking color-coded signals, like the ABCs of what play to do. Like, red means, you know, be careful, Mark. Like, who does that? I don't think he was that good, but a lot of it is the coaching staff.
Yeah, well,
that's the key.
That's the running joke with the around the draft is that, you know, the Jets and Browns, it doesn't matter who they draft, they're going to fuck it up anyway. So that's kind of
what we
have to expect from both those teams. Now, I think, you know, I said best case scenario, obviously one of those four quarterbacks. Worst, Josh Allen. Obviously, there's zero chance they're taking someone other than a quarterback, right? The Jets.
Yeah, I mean, I think fans would riot if they traded all that to draft. Yeah, he's not that dumb. He made a joke today. He's like, yeah, he's like, hopefully there's some good safeties on the board when we're picking at three. He knows it's going to be a quarterback.
Wow, was that a jab at Todd Bowles?
No. He was just saying because, like, you know, he made the two safety picks last year.
Right.
That was him.
Right.
But,
yeah,
you know. I think he knows, like, listen, this draft pick, this is your career as a Jet GM, pretty much. So, don't F it up.
Right. Okay. And Juice, do you believe the whole thing that, like, the Giants only like Sam Darnold? Like, if Sam Darnold's there, they'll take him. If not, they're not taking a quarterback?
See, I really don't know where people are come up with this stuff. The Cleveland Browns and the Giants have been really good about just, they're not saying anything. They just don't say anything at all. So how do we know that they love Sam Darnold? I don't know. For all I know, the Giants love Josh Allen. It's like almost, you know, it's the Knicks are like this too now. You hear that they're interviewing these guys, and you may hear the day that they interview. After that, you don't hear anything. So the Knicks are doing that too with their coaching search. But I think these teams are doing a really good job.
Who does your brother want?
Oh, yeah.
He wants Mayfield. Are you kidding me? Every day I get a picture. Every day I get a picture of Baker Mayfield either shirtless or planting an American flag in a Jets jersey, like in the middle of Metlife Stadium.
I've seen that one. I've seen that one. I mean,
yesterday evening, like it was like 11:30 at night, and he texted me like a commercial for Baker Mayfield's documentary. He's all in on Baker Mayfield.
Nice.
Have you guys seen Baker's?
I thought he would like him. Good.
Yeah. I mean, I like him too. You know, obviously Lamar was my number one, but I've moved on. It's not going to happen, obviously. So yeah, Baker's my guy. Have you guys seen his dance moves? He can move. He can move good for him.
Yeah, he's got some moves.
He'll be perfect for New York, I think.
For sure.
Yeah. Him or Rosen, I think, would be great for New York. Darnold, Allen, not so much. I just don't see it. And
well, I think Darnold would be good. He's very like even keeled. He doesn't really show much emotion.
Right.
And, you know, he played at USC. That's a big freaking deal. You know, quarterback for USC is like a huge, huge thing. Like, out of any sport, you know what I mean? Like, that, if you're the quarterback of USC, you're dealing with a lot of shit. Yeah. I think he can handle it. Allen, Wyoming to New York.
I know. Still,
I'm good.
I just don't get it, man. He's big and can throw the ball far and fast. Like, okay, big.
I'm like, I know Wentz came from whatever was it, South Dakota State, North Dakota State. The difference is, I loved Wentz when he was coming out. Like, I saw his tape, I saw him games. I was like, damn, this dude is good. I wanted him. I said, like, draft him over Goff, whatever. I don't feel anywhere near that with Allen at all.
Yeah. And then at the end of the day, he could be amazing and prove us all wrong. We have zero idea. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a good chance only one or two of these quarterbacks pan out. It's like, you know, it's a lottery. It's really a guessing game. Anything else? Did we miss anything, guys?
For the draft, I think we're all set on that. Where is it this year? It's in Dallas, right?
Dallas. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh man, it would have been so nice. This would have been the year to have it in New York.
If it was New York, we would have to go this year.
I would go. And I might be full of shit. I'd say that now, but like, I mean, when's the last time the Jets picked this high? Probably 95 or 96 when they took Keyshawn.
Sanchez.
No, Sanchez was the fifth or sixth pick.
Oh, well.
I'm saying the third.
Top five-ish.
Yeah, Third high, you know. Picking at three. Yeah, Keyshawn.
Remember Dwayne Robertson?
Dwayne.
Yeah, that was a fourth pick.
Oh, my God. That was terrible.
Wait, what did they pick him at? What number was that?
It was top five, man. They traded, like, a whole bunch to draft him at four. God. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was terrible.
Oh my God.
Dwayne Robertson, an undersized nose tackle in the top five.
He was like a meatball.
Do you think Mason Rudolph goes in the first round?
I think he's going to be good, man.
I think he does.
I think he's going to be good.
So you have what, five quarterbacks in the first round?
Well, that would be sick.
That's a guy that I could see like the Patriots taking.
Exactly. No, that would be six quarterbacks, and yeah, I think the Patriots. They always know something we don't. I could see them taking him and him being Brady's successor and better than all the rest of the quarterbacks.
I like him a lot.
You know that would happen.
I like him a lot, man. He's good.
Yeah, no one's talking about him. I don't understand it. Why he's not getting any love. I haven't heard anything. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. Well, hopefully, Juice, hopefully you figure out a way to watch it Thursday or tune in or something. I don't know. You know, step out for a second and watch it. I don't know.
Yeah, if you don't watch it, bro, I'm fucking done with you.
Yeah, because you know we're going to be texting about it. Like, should Paul and I, like, do, like, a separate text chat, like, during the draft, or?
No.
Do you want us to break it to you, or are you just going to be following on Twitter?
Give me the phone number. Is there like a phone number for the classroom I could call? Have the professor pick up?
Giants are going to draft Saquon Barkley, and the night will be over.
All right, Harry.
Actually, I don't like following on Twitter because they always have the pick before the actual pick.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not fun following on Twitter.
I'm not going on it for the Jet and Giant picks. No way.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, after that, I'll tune into Twitter. But yeah, before that, hell no.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
All right, guys.
All right, Jerry.
Looking forward to it. I'll talk to you.
Take it easy. Comb your hair.
Take care, comb your hair.
You're welcome. You're welcome.